This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending December 28th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $196.99, which was 20 cents higher than the previous Friday, but with only 486 loads sold for the week in the daily reported spot cutout trade. And this is one of the lowest load counts that we've seen in a long, long time. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that spot trade, along with the formulas, exports, and outfront sales, that was at $196.98, and that was $1.07 lower. The total reported box beef volume was 5,074 loads, which was 1,221 loads lower than last week. This is the smallest weekly sales volume since Christmas week of 2008. The four-week rolling sales volume was at 6,292 loads compared to 6,622 last year. There was only one four-week period in the last 5 years that was lower, and that was mid-January last year, and that was only four loads lower at 6,288 load average. So we've had very, very low volume here in the last 4 weeks. The export sales were at 601 loads, which was 94 loads less than last week. And the formula trade was 301 loads less. It was at 2802, but it was still 55% of the total loads sold. And the outfront sales were 708 loads, which was 438 loads less than the previous week. In that spot trade, those primal cuts were very uneven once again, with chucks, rounds, and loins, they were all $1 to $5 higher. But the choice ribs took another big dive again, dropping $17, which makes it way over $50 drop in the last 3 weeks. The ribs, which are the meat of choice at many office and company Christmas parties, usually takes a seasonal drop the end of December, but this year it has been very, very pronounced. And taking a look at the cow cutout, it was $2 higher, showing a $10 gain during the last 3 weeks. And those 90% trimmings were about $4 higher again this week compared to the previous Friday. Slaughter cow prices and trimming prices jumped since most auctions are closed for the holidays, providing very little available supply other than the cows that were bought early and put into feedlots for harvest during the Christmas holidays. Now take a look at the finished cattle trade. It was great, trading $2 to $6 higher at $132 to $136 as packers scrambled to fill kills during the last week of the year. Dress prices were $4 to $5 higher at $210 to $214. The wide spreads on prices were incurred because of the rapidly rising market as the week progressed, in spite of that lackluster beef sales. The latest average national steer carcass weight for the week ending December 14th was 5 pounds lower at 872 pounds, and that compares to 880 pounds last year and 851 pounds for the 4 years, 2008 through 2011. The following last year's late drop, but we started the decline about 1 week earlier, so we're kind of following in trend with last year. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,287 pounds, which was 7 pounds higher again, giving us back-to-back 7 pound increases 2 weeks in a row. The same comparable week last year, we were at 1,288 pounds. These increases should show up on those national steer carcass weights beginning next week, since we are able to get our data on the Texas Panhandle a week or two ahead of those national numbers. And the choice select spread was about $5.70 on Friday, which was $2.60 lower, as choice ribs continue with their ongoing plunge compared to the other cuts. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.